Last Friday in the Central Criminal Court, a man who had raped his wife's 14-year-old sister was given a suspended jail sentence. Mr. Justice Garrett Sheehan suspended a sentence of 7 years because of what he described as the wholly exceptional circumstances of the case. In a 10-page judgment, the judge said it was in the interests of society and of the man's family that his family unit was preserved and supported because of the level of care required by his children. The judge referred in particular to his two autistic children who required 24-hour care and a GP's report stating that this care had placed a huge strain on his wife since the man was jailed on conviction in February. I'll discuss this in a moment with Ellen O'Malley Dunlop of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, but first, some more detail which I think is important to outline the judge's reasoning as reported in the Irish Times. He said the offences lay at the top end of the mid-range of the scale, and in the absence of any mitigating factors, 7 years was the appropriate sentence. However, the judge said the absence of any other convictions and the fact that the defendant had self-rehabilitated since the offences were committed 27 years ago were significant mitigating factors. He said he had to take into account the seriousness of the crimes, as well as the special demands of the man's family, which required his full-time presence as an active father. Imprisonment, he said, would impose extreme hardship on his family, particularly on his partner and his son. Ellen O'Malley Dunlop of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you want to speak about this for what reason?
Well, a very unusual thing happened on Friday in that the victim called me. She wanted to, she is a client of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. I would never get calls from clients from the centre. She wasn't quite sure of her position in relation to waiving her right to anonymity, but she wanted to. She wanted me to know, and she wanted me to comment, if I was invited to comment publicly, that she was devastated by the judgment.
Was she in court for the sentencing?
She was in court for the sentencing. She was absolutely delighted in February when this man, after a four-day court hearing, as you can appreciate how difficult that was for her to go through that experience, but she felt justice was delivered when he was found guilty in February. But she was absolutely devastated when she heard that this man walked free, having been found guilty of raping her as a 14-year-old. I think this gives out a very bad message. She said that the judge had given more weight to what he termed mitigating factors and not to the devastating effect that the abuse had had on her life. And she said that when you referred to the fact there that the judge had referred that he had self-rehabilitated, and she said how she couldn't understand how anyone could think a man who had raped a 14-year-old girl over a period of a number of months and who had shown no remorse and never said he was sorry could be described as someone who had self-rehabilitated.
And the judge heard all the evidence,
yes,
and formed his conclusion, which he outlined at some length. Do you accept that there is such a thing as a mitigating factor, and that the judge has to, indeed by law, has to place those into the reckoning in deciding what a sentence is appropriate?
Absolutely. I do believe, of course, there are mitigating factors. And, I mean, this particular case, as he said, is mid to high range.
No, he said it was at the top of the middle range.
Top of the middle range. But the mitigating factor, he said, and I know that obviously the family circumstances are terribly sad, but there are many men and women in prison today who have children who need their fathers and mothers, and I have not heard that as a mitigating factor. Now, it may have been used in the past, but I haven't heard it as a mitigating factor. But all I know is that this woman, who had her whole life coloured and ruined by this experience as a 14-year-old, and was thought she had got justice, but on Friday was devastated again.
The judge said that, as reported, the evidence in the case disclosed that the defendant not only had the capacity to remain an effective parent, but also so that it is in his family's interest as well as society's interest that the family unit in this particular case be preserved and supported. Are you saying that from what you know of the case, or at least what the victim, who obviously has direct experience of what happened, unfortunately, that a jail sentence would have been the correct decision of some length?
Well, we hoped that the DPP will appeal this case. The victim herself hopes that the DPP will appeal the case. And I'm terribly aware that there will be other victims who are in the process of going through court process at the moment, and if they want support, they can ring the 1-800-77-88-88, a 24-hour national helpline.
But the DPP, in your view, can obviously and should appeal this?
Absolutely, that would be our opinion.
Eleanor O'Malley-Dunlop of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, thank you very much.